There's a subtle difference between the Al-Nisim that we say on Purim and the Al-Nisim that we say on Chanukah, the way that we conclude the paragraph of Al-Nisim. On Purim, we go on to describe the specifics of the Nes of Purim and how HaKadosh Baruch Hu thwarted the plan of Haman. We end by saying that they hanged Haman and his children on the gallows. On Chanukah, we don't just talk about the story and the Hatzalah and how we defeated the Greeks and how we purified the Beis HaMikdash. But we go on and we say, V'kavu shmonas mechanukah elu, l'hodu s'vahal shim chagada. We also mention the establishing of the Yontif of Chanukah. On Purim, we don't go on to say that they established the Yontif of Purim, the day of Purim, l'mishta l'simcha. But on Chanukah, we mention in the Al-Nisim how in the wake of the Nes, they established Yontif of Chanukah. Why is that? I saw a very interesting answer that Rav Nevensal brings in the name of Rav Shlomo Zalman. He says that in both cases, the punchline of Al-Nisim is meant to bring out the idea of Vinapochu, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu turned the tables on what the enemies of Klal Yisrael intended. The sense of irony and poetic justice. On Purim, we know that Haman's intention was to hang Mordechai on the eights, and instead we know that he and his children were hanged on the gallows, and that's where we end with the sentence, V'sogu oso v'sbana val ha'eitz. Chanukah, the V'napachu, is something else. Chanukah, the agenda of the Greeks was l'hashkicham torasecha, that we should forget about Torah, there should be an end to Klal Yisrael's observance of Torah and mitzvahs, there should be no future, no freedom of religion. And what is the Venapochu that as a result of the Yeshua, of the Nes, they established a new Yontif, a Yontif that was designated L'Hodo Soha L'Shim Chagadol. And that's why we put that into the Al-Nisim itself. I was thinking perhaps to offer another explanation for why the Al-Nisim of Chanukah ends with the establishing of the Yontif of Chanukah. And that's based on a Rashi in Shabbos Daf Chaf Aleph, in explaining what it says in the Braisa quoted in the Gemara, that they established Shana Cheres, they established the days of Chanukah as Yomim Tovim B'Hallel V'Hoda. These days are Yomim Tovim for Hallel, Hallel we understand, to say Hallel. And Hoda, says Rashi, the idea that we should say Al Hanisim in our tefillah is part of the very establishing of the Yontif of Chanukah. That means that when we say Al Hanisim in tefillah, it's not just a halacha of Hilchos tefillah that we should mention the occasion Me'ein HaMa'ora, like we mentioned Yalav Yavo and Yomim Tovim and Rosh Chodesh, but saying Al Hanisim in tefillah is a fulfillment of the actual takana of Chanukah, which was to express Hodah to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Now, the Gemara also talks about Al-Nisim and benching. The Gemara has a shaila whether we should also say Al-Nisim and benching. The Gemara says that the minhag is that we should say it, we can say it, and it's considered Pesume Nisa. And we could also explain that once we have the minhag to say Al-Nisim and benching for Pesume Nisa, this too becomes an aspect of the actual takana of L'Hodo Sulahalel, that we should say Hoda to HaKadosh Baruch Hu as part of the establishing of the Yontif of Chanukah. And if so, we can explain why the Al-Nisim of Chanukah mentions the very establishing of the days of Chanukah as a Yontif. Because we're trying to point out that this very recitation of Al-Hanisim is itself a fulfillment of that which the Yontif was designated to be, a time of Lahodos, that they would koveya these days to be days of Hodah. As we recite Al-Nisim, we are actually fulfilling that very mandate, that very aspect of the establishing of the Yontif of Chanukah, and therefore we mention it in the very text of Al-Nisim. Just to take this idea on an even deeper level, the Sefer Shari Ora, the son-in-law of Rav Shach, Rav Meir Tzvi Bergman, says something very profound about the nature of Hodah. He points out that we find in the Nusach Modim Drabanan, which we say at the time that the Chazan recites the Chazaras Hashatz, the Bracha of Modim, the Nusach Modim Drabanan concludes with the words, Al Sha'anachnu Modim Lach. And Rashi explains in the Gemara Sota Daf Mem, what this means is that we are also thanking Hashem, says Rashi, Al Sha'anasata Bilibeinu Lios Debukim Bacha Umodim Lach. we are also thanking you, not just for what we said before, Shechisanu v'kiamtanu, but we're thanking you for the very inspiration that we have to feel connected to you and to thank you. Which means that the idea of Hodah encompasses not just the thing that we're thanking Hashem for, but the very opportunity to thank Hashem is something that we don't take for granted, and we thank Hashem for that as well. And Rav Bergman points out that we even see this in the Nusach of Modim itself in Shmona Esrei, as well as in Noda Lecha, benching, which the Gemara points out that we have to say Hodah Tchila V'Sof. That means we start the bracha, let's say, of Noda Lecha with the word Noda Lecha, we thank Hashem, and we go further, and we say a little later on in the bracha, the Allah Ko Hashem Okeinu Nachnu Modim Lach, we again mention the Hodah. And so it is in Shmona Esrei. We start with Modim, and we say later, Al Kulam Yisbarach Yisroh Mamshimcha Malkeinu Tamid V'chorachayim Yudu Chasela. Which means that we're thanking Hashem not just for what we articulated before, but we thank Hashem as well for the very fact that we can thank you and we appreciate the opportunity of being able to thank you. So Hodah is all-encompassing and nothing at all is left out. Rav Moshe Feinstein Zatzal points out that in the Al HaNisim we don't mention explicitly the neis of the Pach Shemen, of the oil that burned for 8 days. But we just say, V'idliku neiros b'chatzros kadshecha. And Rav Moshe explains that if we were to highlight specifically the neis of the supernatural miracle, that the oil burned for 8 days, it would really be short-circuiting and taking away from the aspect of Hodah, because it would be suggesting that the Hodah is limited to the supernatural. It would not embrace the very fact that we have oil that burns and we can have a menorah, that we can thank HaKadosh Baruch Hu and do the mitzvah of Hadlakas HaMenorah just on regular oil. That itself has to be part of the Hodah. And therefore we don't want to just highlight the aspect of the neis of the Pach Shemen. We want to speak in general terms, V'idliku neiros b'chatzros kadshecha, so that the Hodah can be all-encompassing and even relate to the Teva itself. And this, I think, is very much connected to the thought that we're mentioning, that the Hodah Vahanisim speaks about the very fact that we are here to express Hodah to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and that, too, is included within our expression of Hodah. Afeilach and Chanukah.